Borough President. The borough presidents are the chief executives of each borough. They have the power, for their boroughs, to consult with the mayor in the preparation of the annual executive budget, to make recommendations on budget priorities, capital projects, and other matters, to review land use decisions and proposed sites for city facilities, to monitor the delivery of city services and the performance of contracts, and to have legislation introduced in the city council. Borough presidents earn an annual salary of $160,000.
Borough President, Queens, Democratic Primary. Tony Avella, Everly D. Brown, Melinda Katz, Peter F. Vallone, Jr.
Tony Avella.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
State Senator.
Previous occupations.
City Council Member 2002 to 2009.
Education.
B.A. Hunter College.
Organizational affiliations.
Knights of Columbus. Knights of Pythias. Masons. NAACP. Sierra Club. Kiwanis.
Prior public experience.
Queens Representative for Mayor Ed Koch. Former member, Community Board 7.
What is the most important issue in Queens you would address if elected?
Queens has not received its fair share of city services. That must change. As borough president, I will fight to ensure that every neighborhood receives the resources to maintain and enhance our quality of life. I will work to improve our schools, including access to computers and smart boards, and end teaching to the test. Queens needs more healthcare facilities, mass transit and funding for parks, tree prunings, curbs, libraries, and youth, senior citizen, and veterans programs.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Queens is a residential borough. As borough president, I will work to preserve the character and uniqueness of every community, end overdevelopment, and restore the Rockaways. Queens is the home of the city's two airports, yet we receive nothing in return but airplane noise. I will fight to change that and reduce the noise. Using the borough president's land use role, I will involve civic groups, community boards, and residents in the planning process so that everyone has a say in what happens in their neighborhood. No one knows their block better than those who live there. It is about time that the city listens to you. Queens is the most diverse county in the country. As I have done as senator, I will work to bring together the different ethnic and religious groups and ensure each community is part of the governmental process and access to funding.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
In a city where the mayor controls services, it is essential we have a strong, independent borough president to fight for Queens. My proven record as a reformer and independent leader demonstrates my readiness to take on the mayor, council speaker, or governor to fight for our needs. For example, as council member, I vote to reaffirm the will of the people by voting against extending term limits. I also voted to protect homeowners and tenants by voting against the 18.49% property tax increase, the largest increase in the city's history.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Everly D. Brown.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Developer, foreclosure consultant, financial consultant and investor, community organizer, Queens business owner.
Previous occupations.
Developer, foreclosure consultant, financial consultant and investor.
Education.
St. Francis College pursued bachelor's degree. Washington Business Institute, associate's degree in business administration. Dale Carnegie Institute, studied public speaking. College of Arts, Science, and Technology, Jamaica WI, business studies. St. John's University, basic real estate law.
Organizational affiliations.
National Auction Network, various civic associations and charities.
Prior public experience.
Candidate for New York State Assembly, New York City Council, New York State Senate.
What is the most important issue in Queens you would address if elected?
Quality of life of Queens resident. I believe in raising the standard of all Queens citizens by direct government participation, reforming the transparency in the borough presidency administration, creating a task force for Education to evaluate and propose changes for improvement in Queens schools, increasing funding directly related to community cleanup. Initially, we need pride in Queens and its appearance.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Restore integrity in local government. Create and maintain trust within the system through transparency. I intend to invest in a system so that Queens residents can contact the Queensborough president directly to voice concerns that will be addressed biweekly.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
As a resident and local leader in Queens for the last 30 years, I have in-depth, nuanced insight into the issues affecting the Queens residents. I specialized in community building during my time as a community organizer and believe in Queens and its citizens. I have the drive and motivation to work tirelessly on behalf of my constituency.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Melinda Katz.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Full-time candidate for Queensborough president.
Previous occupations.
New York City Council Member, 2002 to 2009. Director of Community Boards, Queensborough President's Office, 1999 to 2002. New York State Assembly Member, 1994 to 1998. Attorney.
Education.
J.D., St. John's University School of Law. B.A., University of Massachusetts, Hillcrest High School.
Organizational affiliations.
Former Board Member, Queens Symphony Orchestra. Former Board Member, Queens Jewish Community Council. District Leader, Robert F. Kennedy Democratic Club.
Prior public experience.
Council Member and Chair of Land Use Committee. Director of Community Boards, Queensborough President's Office. New York State Assembly Member.
What is the most important issue in Queens you would address if elected?
We need to make Queens a great place for middle-class families to live, work, and raise a family. That means creating good jobs in all parts of Queens by revitalizing vacant industrial areas, making sure we have high-performing schools and homes that are affordable for seniors and middle-class families.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Smartly rebuilding in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy will have to be a top priority, so our communities are prepared for the next storm. We also need to make sure our streets are safe by reducing gangs and gun violence, giving kids good after-school options, and reforming current stop-and-frisk policies to make them effective and fair. Finally, I will use my experience as chair of the council's Land Use Committee to create more affordable housing while preserving the character of our neighborhoods.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
As someone who was born and raised in Queens, I'm deeply connected to our borough and happy to be raising my two young boys here. I've served in city and state government and worked as director of community boards under Borough President Claire Schulman. I'm dedicated to bringing Queens' varied communities together, finding common ground, and delivering progressive solutions that work.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Peter F. Vallone, Jr.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
City Council Member, District 22. Chair, Public Safety Committee.
Previous occupations.
Prosecutor, Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Partner, Vallone and Vallone.
Education.
Graduated magna cum laude and Phi Beta Kappa from Fordham College and Fordham Law School.
Organizational affiliations.
CHOC, Tamamint Democratic Club, Astoria Civic Association, Sharing and Caring.
Prior public experience.
New York City Council Member since 2001.
What is the most important issue in Queens you would address if elected?
As people in many communities will tell you, crime is back on the rise. Keeping our streets safe is not only vital to protect ourselves and our families, it is also the key to promoting our economy and all other aspects of our quality of life. As chair of the Public Safety Committee in the City Council, I work closely with NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly to drive crime down by 35% and to take on terrorists, sex offenders, and graffiti vandals. As borough president, I vow to continue fighting to make Queens the safest borough in the safest city in the country.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Right now, our small businesses and homeowners are under attack by the city government. Our stores and restaurants are fined for no reason. Our property taxes and water rates continue to climb. In the City Council, I've passed laws to help our small businesses and have been one of the few members to vote against property taxes. As Borough President, I will continue to protect the homes and businesses that are the lifeblood of Queens.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am the only Democratic candidate in the race who has actual experience both keeping people safe and running a small business. I started my career as a prosecutor and later ran my family's small law firm for 10 years. Government service is noble, but we need leaders with the outside experience and perspective to truly protect what matters to Queens middle-class families. Queens voters can trust me because I have been there and understand what's truly important to them.
Participating in the campaign finance program.